Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. There's some good news for those who drive to work. Jean Castex announces a 10% increase in the mileage compensation. This new measure will benefit 2.5 million taxpayers who declare actual costs. Faced with soaring prices, the government has already distributed 100 euro anti-inflation checks, checks which are also distributed to job seekers starting today. They are adapting to the epidemic. The Pfizer and BioNTech laboratories are picking up speed on a vaccine adapted to Omicron, with the imminent launch of a new clinical trial. This new version will be tested on patients from 18 to 55 years old. The objective is to assess whether the vaccine increases the immune response. Pfizer hopes to request authorization for this new formula as early as March. Boris Johnson is in a difficult position. The British legal system opens an investigation concerning several parties in Downing Street. A dozen gatherings took place during lockdown, involving the Prime Minister himself. The Conservative, openly criticized in his majority, is facing the worst crisis since coming to power in July 2019. Frenchman Benjamin Brière is sentenced to 8 years in prison in Iran for spying. He was arrested almost 2 years ago while taking photos with a drone in a natural park, which is a prohibited area according to Iranian authorities. Benjamin Brière's lawyer denounces a masquerade trial. The Frenchman began a hunger strike at the end of December to protest against his conditions of detention. Winter sales are not doing well. Nearly 80% of traders show a drop in turnover compared to last year, according to the Union of Independent Workers and Very Small Businesses. Remote work is one of the reasons put forward to explain this drop in sales. And then we know the name of the future president of the 47th César ceremony. The Academy has appointed Daniel Thompson. The director is known for having co-written cult screenplays such as La Grande Vadrouille and La Boum. The nominations will be announced tomorrow. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.